launched a small communication satellite. A lot of people start out with communication satellites because they're easy to build. And the real concern is that there is, practically speaking, no difference between a rocket that can launch a satellite and a rocket that can launch a warhead. So the Iranians have demonstrated they have some really serious capabilities in the launch department.
Yeah, and so that means what for Europe and their neighbors? I mean, that's really the issue. It's not so much the United States initially, I would imagine, as Europe and Israel and places within striking distance.
It means that the Iranians seem to be moving on a program, when you put all the pieces together, that will give them the ability to, threaten these countries. And I don't say that in a way that means the Iranians are going to be denouncing and threatening and blustering and all that, but they clearly want to acquire the capability to launch nuclear weapons at targets that are very far away, like Europe or like Israel. And some even say that their ultimate goal is to be able to reach the United States. Now, that's a long ways off, but they've got a program, and they're moving forward.
So this demonstrates that they have a guidance system and that they're able to get a satellite up in space. Did they actually launch a satellite?
Yeah, they've had a space program for almost 10 years now, and they have put a lot of money into it. It was easier to do that, of course, when oil prices were high. Now, you know, one of the big questions is, can they still afford it? But they've built satellites with China. Russia has launched one of their satellites that they made earlier, and this thing that they did just recently was them putting both the pieces together, having the launcher and the satellite, and doing it on their own.
And so what's the satellite meant to do? Is it a surveillance satellite? Is it a communication satellite? Do we even know?
What it's meant to do is tell everyone in the world, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
Iran is here. We are a big power. You have to take us seriously. And, oh, by the way, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary as a revolution. So it's, the satellite itself isn't a big deal. It's pretty basic. Now, they're getting better at building satellites, but its main purpose is to wave the flag, to tell Iranians, look, you should be proud of the revolution, and to tell the world, hey, we have some real power.
Yeah, this is really the Iranian Sputnik, if you will. So now you have a new administration that says it wants to engage Iran in a very different way than the predecessor, and you also have an administration that is reviewing, at least, the missile defense plans for Europe. What should the administration do in reaction to this, your opinion?
Iran is really a complex country, and it's not as monolithic sometimes as we think. And so you can see there's opposition parties in Iran. There's a lot of discontent over the economic situation. It's just a terrible economy that's been mismanaged by the mullahs. And, you know, there's room for dialogue there. Will the Iranians back down from wanting to be a regional power? We have to explore that. I expect not. I expect that they're going to want to compete with the U.S., but we might be able to find more reasonable partners there. A lot depends on what they do in their elections. Talking to them isn't a bad idea. Missile defense is a little trickier. You know, when we started building the missile defenses in Europe and said it was to protect against Iranian missiles, people made fun of that. Can't do that so much anymore.
We're talking this morning to James Lewis, Director of the Technology and Public Policy Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, about the recent Iran satellite launch. All right, so if this is a good idea to sit down and talk to the Iranians about their plans, you know, we still have concerns over their development of nuclear missiles or nuclear capabilities. And they claim this is simply for production of energy in their country. So how do we get from what they say to what's actually happening, and then open a dialogue?
Well, one way to do it is just ignore everything they say that's PR. Sure, it's for energy production. It's not for energy production. They have a nuclear weapons program. Now, the intelligence community said that the program had slowed down or been put on hold. That could be true, but they're certainly moving, perhaps at a slow pace, towards having a nuclear capability. Things that drive them don't always drive us. They see the Indians, they see the Israelis with nuclear weapons. They know that if you have a nuclear weapon, it's going to make the United States a lot more cautious about taking a military action against you. So it will be hard to get them to change their minds on this absent some big political change in Tehran.
And also some of the danger is, too, wouldn't it be that suppose now let's fast forward and they have missile-launching capability and they have nuclear warheads, some regime change, whether we cause it or it's just caused by their internal conflict, then you have a situation where these items, this capability, falls into hands that you don't know what they'll do. It could be even less stable hands.
They aren't there yet, and they're some years away from having the weapons capability, but what they demonstrated with the satellite launch is they have at least some missile capability today, now, and they could use it.